This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
All right, coming up, somebody got some cash stolen from them by the police, and they weren't arrested. It's yet another civil asset forfeiture story. Mark's going to share that with us. But an even worse story is a cop that was caught planting drugs, planting evidence in at least one case, has now resulted in the prosecutor throwing out 34 cases. The story coming out of Baltimore, WTOP reporting that 34 criminal cases have now been dismissed in Baltimore amid the investigation into the alleged planting of evidence by a Baltimore City police officer. 12 cases that were thrown out, according to state's attorney Marilyn Mosby, involved defendants who are all now serving time for convictions. In all, 123 cases are being reviewed by prosecutors in light of police body camera footage that was released by the public defender's office. Defense attorneys claim the body camera footage shows an officer planting a can with drugs at a crime scene before activating his body camera. He's then seen returning to the can and pulling out a baggie with white capsules. The officer wearing the camera has been suspended by the department. Two other officers heard and seen in the video have been placed on administrative suspension and or administrative duty. The public defender's office identified the officer as Officer Richard Pinero. Quote, we are dismissing those cases which relied exclusively on the credibility of these officers, said Mosby. The state's attorney's office said the cases that were dismissed involved felony drug and gun possession charges and convictions. Mosby said, quote, we have to talk to witnesses and ensure that we do our due diligence in completing a thorough evaluation. During a Friday afternoon news conference, Mosby also said another piece of body camera footage not related to this case has come to light, but wouldn't elaborate on that particular video. And what they don't tell you in this story is that what happened was the cop in this case, what he didn't realize when he was turning his camera on to record him finding the drugs that he planted was that the camera actually is constantly recording even when it's off. It's one of those newer digital cameras where you can do this.
Not constantly. It's 30 seconds or something.
It's got a 30-second buffer.
But it's got a buffer. So what that means is it is basically always recording. It's just that when you hit the record button, it keeps the last 30 seconds that were in that buffer. So it's the 30 seconds is constantly being refreshed every new second that's coming into it. But as soon as you hit record, you have what happens from the point you hit record on, but also the 30 seconds before you hit the record button. And so this cop didn't know that about his camera. He thought he was being all smart by only starting it after he planted the drugs, but it turns out he planted the drugs within that 30-second window, so the video caught him planting the drugs, leaving the room, turning the camera on, then going back in
to
find...
Hey, look what I found!
There's pills in here!
So, this is a mistake that the police officer made, and he was obviously...
It's going to cost him his job, probably.
Yeah, and as it should.
Cost him his life.
I think the penalty for somebody who is wearing the badge while committing a crime should be higher than for the rest of us hoi polloi.
I don't actually mean he should be killed for this, but,
it should be a high penalty.
Yeah.
It's not going to be.
No, he's not going to go to prison.
Because it would because essentially it would cost somebody else most of their life, right? I mean,
he's put men in prison. It has been costing them their lives.
And this is the point that I want to make on this is that, this is a guy that didn't make the briefing.
About the body cameras?
Right. But how many times did this go on, and has this go on today?
Yeah.
and the police officer understood how to work the camera or covered it with their hand or did whatever they did.
Yeah.
The answer is we can't possibly know.
Correct.
Now, I used to work with law enforcement. When I was in prison, I was the staff canteen operator. I served the cops coffee, and I worked there for 6 years for $75 a week. Excuse me, a month. $75 a month was my paycheck. And I talk to officers on a pretty regular basis. One of the ones that I worked with, I'm not going to give his name or anything like that, but he was a sergeant. He said he'd been in the business a long time. I asked him, about sort of setting people up. And he said, look, sometimes you know somebody's a bad guy.
You got to do what you got to do.
And you can't catch him. So, yeah, I've set people up.
Wow.
You see, he admitted. He said that, yes, he set people up because he knew they were bad guys. And he may very well be right. They might very well have been bad guys. I can't answer that. But, here you have an admission from one officer, one sergeant, and, how many times does this go on?
I can tell you
some officers would never do this. But I would have considered this guy one of the good guys, or at least one of the mediocre guys. I'm kind of the opinion there's 25% good guys, 50% sort of, just normal human beings, and then 25% bad guys is what I saw. And I wouldn't have put him in that bad guy category, but I sure would put anybody in that bad guy category that, that would do this sort of thing. So, there's my bias.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Yeah, I suspect that cases like this are the tip of the iceberg. We don't know how deep the corruption runs, but we do know, having spoken to a number of former officers over the history of doing this radio show, both in person and on the radio, it sure does feel like there's a whole lot of corruption out there. It does. It just,
if it's human beings, then there's going to be some corruption.
Human beings in power, you better believe it.
And then what is, what's acceptable corruption and what isn't acceptable corruption in a given group? Like I said, I was in prison. I also did the speeches, whenever they needed an inmate to stand in front of a group of civilians that was taking a tour, whether that was young people who'd gotten in trouble or the local college group or the Ladies Voters Society or whatever it was, they trotted me out. And sort of I was allowed, here's what I was authorized by one person who sort of ran the this speaking thing, one sergeant. When they asked me about sort of violence by officers against inmates, and I would say that, look, it would be very, very bad for me if I tried to give you some specific instances or named names and told dates. But I will say that every once in a while, some inmate who probably roundly deserves it falls up a flight of stairs. So I was authorized to say that.
Wow.
Sometimes some inmates will fall up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who understands gravity understands people don't fall upstairs. They fall down. So when you say fall up, you're acknowledging that these things happen.
Okay.
So I was allowed to acknowledge that these things happened in speeches to the public.
It's interesting, and you can share your thoughts with us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Mark, you had a police-related story about an asset that got confiscated, in this case, $30-something thousand in cash. Did you want to share that story with us?
WALB.com reports from Lowndes, Lowndes County, Georgia. Georgia State Patrol officers made a major bust during an I-75 traffic stop. The trooper pulled a vehicle over for failure to move over while Lowndes County Captain Ed Christian performed a traffic stop on I-75 Sunday evening just after 5 p.m. Now, I've got some questions. Failure to move over.
It's probably because the cop was in the lane, pulled someone over, perhaps?
Yeah. County Sheriff Captain Ed Christian performed a traffic stop?
Yeah.
Captain Ed Christian performed a traffic stop?
You're saying, you're suggesting it's unlikely that a captain would be in a cruiser pulling people over?
Unless a tip was given that this car will be here at this
with
time.
With a bunch of money.
Or whatever. Then at which point the captain certainly wants to be on site. Otherwise, the captain's busy at the station.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
Captain Stride Jones said that this is a different captain. Christian's canine was tipped off to something inside the car that was pulled over for failure to move over. Okay. We all know that canines can be urged to alert. We've seen the over and over again the studies on this.
Was this a cash sniffing canine? Is that the idea? Because the dude didn't have any drugs, right?
It's correct.
Cash. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you want to join us on the radio, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, we did a lot of talking about Bitcoin earlier in the show here tonight. But it's not the only cryptocurrency in the world, and there's another one that we're pretty interested in here at Free Talk Live, and that's Dash. And that's not just because they're a sponsor of the show. They are actually a really unique setup in the world of cryptocurrency. They've got a built-in funding mechanism to fund Dash's expansion, unlike all these other cryptos that just kind of exist, and the people that really like them kind of promote them, like Roger Ver promotes Bitcoin, and you know, that's great, but that's Roger tapping into his own personal funds to do that. With Dash, they've got the promotional budget built right into the cryptocurrency. There's a 10% of the mining rewards that are actually distributed by the masternodes in the system. The people who are the most invested in Dash get to make decisions about how the system is run, and they've decided they want to promote Dash and get it out there, advertise it, incentivize the different companies in the Bitcoin marketplace to add Dash into their system. For instance. So there's some really cool stuff going on with Dash. It is digital cash, and it's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. You know, I remember when Dash first came out, I was like, oh, great, it's another altcoin. I remember when we interviewed the dude at Evan, I think was his name, Duffield. We've interviewed him at least once on Free Talk Live from some Bitcoin seminar or another.
Yep.
And I remember it's like, all right, yeah, what makes your currency different from the other ones? I didn't see the vision for Dash until it finally broke into the top 10. And then I started to pay more attention to it at that point. It's like, wow, maybe this governance structure they have set up for this thing is the reason why it's has been as successful as it has. Because it's hard to make a mark for yourself in the world of cryptocurrencies, but Dash has done that.
Yeah, it's got four times faster confirmation times than Bitcoin.
It's got
larger blocks built right in, which is what this whole dispute was about. It has mixing that's built right
optional.
In, so you don't have to attempt to anonymize your Bitcoins by sending them through a mixing pool. That's just something that comes with your Dash, and it has, you know, this, and plus it has an instant send option, so you can send it even more quickly now. It's got a lot of flash, a lot of features.
It really does, and you can learn more about it over at Dash.org, where you can help create a better financial system for everyone. Take control over your financial future today. Find out more about Dash at Dash.org as we go to your calls and thoughts here. We go first to Patch. He's in Illinois. Patch, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Yeah, you were talking about the police confiscating things. When I used to ride around with my dad all the time, when he would clock off of work, he still would not shut it off. He on the way home after he would get drunk from the bar, he would drive around the city trying to pull people over. And that stuff he confiscated, he took home.
Yeah, you mentioned the other day when you called about this, your dad's a cop, that he would bring weed home and give it to...
Not just weed.
Yeah. Right, other drugs or whatever, and just, like, give it to, what, his friends or his other kids?
Well, he would give it to my brother and my brother's friends.
Wow.
Did your dad ever have to deal with any kind of trouble? I mean, you know, it sounds like he messed around quite a bit.
Or to get away with it all.
Yeah.
He did. Whenever he got into trouble, or he would lose it and destroy property in our place. And then when his buddies came there, they would take him to the hospital. He would be in the hospital for a couple of weeks till they calmed him down, and then they would let him back home.
Say that again. I didn't understand what was said. I'm sorry.
Whenever he had violence, whenever he couldn't, because he needed that adrenaline all the time. And then when there wasn't nothing happening, he would literally destroy our place where we lived. And then they would have to come up, get him, calm him down. They would put him in the hospital for a week or two until they got him under control, and then let him go back home and then go out on the street.
What was his rank when he was retired?
Lieutenant.
Okay. That's management.
Yeah, he was 40 years. And I rode with him until I was 19. And then he would always call me after that and tell me all about it. They hate those cameras.
Those cameras?
Oh, the body cameras?
Yeah.
They hate, even the ones in the cars. Mm. They hate, I mean, he would even hit the bars right after he got off, and he would still be in his uniform. And whenever we'd get pulled over, he would just show him his badge. Those were nightmare rides going home. I mean, and he actually tried to force a guy off the road once that had a wad of cash, was tapping on his dashboard. He was furious because the guy wouldn't pull off the road.
Sounds like it was an adventure living with this Jeez. Guy. You've got a lot of terrible stories.
Well, I had to see all the homicide photographs that I had to see since I was 7 and all that stuff. And I seen a lot. It was,
what do you do now, Patch?
Actually, I used to work for the government, but I don't work anymore because I not only became a whistleblower there about kids that were getting molested and assaulted, and he was furious over that, but I don't work anymore because his treatment of me turned me into permanently disabled.
Your dad disabled you?
Yes.
Was he beating you?
He was doing more than just that. And then they would take me in the hospital, put me in the hospital, patch me up, and take me back home. And that was the reason I was in the car with him all the time, because Child Family Services were looking for me. So because of that badge, he knew his rights, and mine weren't there. So.
Yeah, you certainly don't want your kid running into Child and Family Services if you're not there. I mean, I can see that one.
Especially if you're abusive.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, when he wasn't around, you know, handcuffs were my babysitter. So.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah. Wow.
And I had the sores around my ankles from them. And
Jeez.
The hospital would put me in there and wrap me up and fix me and up and let me go home.
And back to his custody you go. Wow, that's
yeah.
that's horrifying. Patch, thank you for calling and
okay.
sharing what must be a difficult thing to discuss. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And then, you know, it's hard to go after cops in that position. He's a lieutenant in the local police department. He's, you know, he's impeccable. He can't be targeted for any kind of serious level investigation. It's very difficult to go after officers with a level of protection. And most of them do have a level of protection, even if they're not the lieutenant. Even if they're just the lowly officer, they've still got the rest of the gang that'll rally around them and, you know, protect them. Because they're buddies, you know, personally. Even if they know a thing or two about the bad behavior of one or the other, it's still in their best interest to just keep it quiet. Keep it in the family, so to speak.
There is the thin blue line. I mean, that's a horrifying set of stories that Patch has, and I'm stunned by them, I've got to say. But, you know, those are his experiences, you know?
You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. We're talking about corrupt cops. One of them busted for planting drugs. Busted by his own police body camera. And then there's other cops. We just had a guy call in whose dad apparently was just a horrifyingly corrupt cop and a violent and dangerous one to boot. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. But, Mark, I wanted to get an update from you about hope.freetalklive.com. What is it and what's going on?
Well, it is our project to build an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. It's going pretty well. And we're still taking donations, looking for the next phase at $3,000. So if you want to help us build this orphanage, please go to hope.freetalklive.com. Your contribution will be matched by both Cell 411 and Jax.io, making your $10 into $30, making your $50 into $150, making your $100 into $300. So that's what we need to get moving on to the next phase. We are getting started, hopefully by the end of this week, on the construction of the second story. We're probably about halfway done with this building. We've sent $16,000 so far, and I'm thinking it's going to be about 25. It's 25 total. So there you go. Hope.freetalklive.com. Please help us help these orphans. There are about 45 of them. They're currently sleeping in a room that doesn't have electricity. They're sleeping head to toe on the floor, and that's no way for a kid to grow up.
Indeed. Hope.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun. We got Matt. He's in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and other guy.
Johnson.
Whatever happened to Johnson?
He's sitting here.
Whatever happened to the Dave? Was it Dave in Arizona? He's like a retarded guy. He was calling in the show.
No, you're thinking about Dave in New York. You're thinking about Dave in New York.
No,
he's not retarded. He's not retarded. He's just not that bright.
No, there was a guy from Arizona. He was
James in Arizona.
James.
You talking about the angry guy? The angry man who calls?
No, he's probably retarded.
Does he still call in?
No, he was banned from calling the show for a two-month time frame. That month, two-month time frame expired like more than a month ago at this point. And
he didn't figure it out because he's retarded.
I actually figured he would have put it on his calendar because he's got like a some sort of compendium of all the topics he's called about and on what days and everything. He seems like really well organized with old quotes of things we've said and things like that. So I was surprised when he didn't actually call the very first day that his ban was lifted, and he actually hasn't called since that
drinking.
He did call the Cody O'Connor show, the Off the Air Live, however, in the time frame that that he was banned from Free Talk Live. So he was. It's not like he's gone away completely. He's definitely, you know, still out there listening to LRN.FM, and he, although he hasn't called Cody's show in a little while, but that might be because I banned all unlisted numbers. So if you call the back lines here, which he had the number to, if you call the back lines here in the studio with an unlisted or whatever they call it, the blocked number, then we just won't let that call through.
Right.
So he's going to call with his regular number, which he could still do if he wanted to. But I told him, look, you know, what happened was he kept calling back. So he was on Cody's show, offtheairlive.com is that show. He was on the show. They were, you know, they had an argument, as tends to happen with James's calls. And then he kept calling back incessantly afterwards, just continuously. And we need to have open phones to let other people call in on. And so I told James, look, you got to stop calling in.
It was basically a DDoS attack.
Yeah. I said, look, you got to stop calling in. I can't have this to where you're the one guy who's calling the phone lines to where nobody else can call in.
But he was like,
yeah, well, I mean, he was insulting and rude and whatever. And so I said, look, you call back one more time, and I'm going to have to ban your number. And he called back one more time, so I, you know, contacted my technical administrator of the phone system here, and I said, can you ban whoever that last caller was? He said, no, that was an unknown number. I said, well, can you ban all unknown numbers? He said, yes. So there you go. Problem solved.
I kind of missed those calls. Anyways, my question is like kind of a two-part question. The 40% reduction in testosterone, what did you guys think of causing that?
What are we talking about here?
Who's lost 40% of their testosterone?
In the U.S., they did a study, and it was like 40% lower over the last, I don't know, was it 4 decades or something?
40%.
U.S. and Europe, actually.
I hadn't heard.
I'm just going to go ahead and take your word for it at this point. I have not looked this up. Please do not, listeners, please do not take this as fact. But you want some wild conjecture from me as to why it's happened? The men aren't doing men things anymore. There's two purposes of a person with a Y chromosome. That's to spread genetic diversity and lop the heads off of the people who spread genetic diversity. And well, frankly, with marriage and serial monogamy, we're not spreading the genetic diversity that we used to do. And frankly, acting like you're a male is pretty much frowned upon these days. Secondly, lopping heads off is highly illegal.
But wait, are you saying, Mark, that testosterone comes from acting like a male, or that acting like a male comes from testosterone? Because
both of those things. 100%. If your sports team wins, you get a boost of testosterone.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know why you're acting the way you're acting today about Bitcoin Cash? You're getting a boost from a hormonal boost from the happiness that you have around whatever, you know, you're seeing occur. Your team, whatever team that is winning or doing well, so you're getting a hormone boost.
Supposedly men get a hormone boost simply from looking at an attractive woman.
It's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you get a hormone boost from, Ian?
I don't see anything about this in the news, by the way. I'm looking for testosterone down. Where did you see this?
Testosterone drop in males. I've seen multiple. Oh, there's a study about soy. And then the soy study cited that. And I forget where they cited it. But I've heard it, like, multiple places.
Yeah, okay. Sperm counts have dropped in the West by 60%, but that's not the same thing as testosterone. I don't know, man. What was the source? Where did you see this?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me.
You don't remember.
It was a study from a soy, and the soy study cited the reduction in testosterone. But before that, I've heard it multiple times.
I can tell you this.
Transgenders in the military and all this, like, they're teaching it now in school and everything. And just, I mean, it seems like that's the case. And if you look back in history, you know, in World War II and stuff, you can see it just looks like men were, like, really men, you know. Like now,
I know they've lost grip strength. You can look that up.
Males have lost grip strength?
Grip strength among modern males is significantly lower than it was for their fathers and their grandfathers.
I wonder why that is.
Because they're not swinging a hammer.
Well, also, I would say the elimination of, jungle gyms and whatnot on, you know, in schools and stuff like that.
You don't maintain grip strength that long, though. I mean, my dad got up at 5 a.m. to go and weld molds to make glass orange juice containers
at
Tropicana.
Yeah, but what did they say about muscle memory? You know, like, once you build a certain amount of muscle, you're going to get it back easier.
More easily.
You know, so if you're swinging from lunch bars as a kid, you're going to probably maintain some of that grip strength your entire life.
Agreed. But they do have monkey bars. I mean, you can go look at...
I'm sure kids are not using them nearly in the, you know, ratio that they were in the 50s.
They probably aren't because they've got video games to look at. And haven't the
playgrounds been, like, you know, dumbed down or whatever?
I bet
maybe
kids who have Wiis have higher grip strength.
Yeah, that's
the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, they have to hold that controller so they don't throw it through the TV.
That's true, and that has happened too, as I understand it.
You need the jungle gyms still have things that you grip on.
They do.
They're just less.
Okay.
They just got rid of, like, the spikes beneath the monkey bars. Or
I must have missed the spikes.
Yeah, I
apparently was.
The alligator
when I was in school. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. The toll free number here is 855-453 like freedom, 855-450-3733. And he has been summoned.
Ah.
James in Arizona is on hold.
Hey!
More coming up here.
Speaking of retard in you, period.
In moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you if you dial in now. He's gone. James in Arizona. Somebody, at least somebody calling in claiming to be James in Arizona is no longer on hold. He dropped off the line shortly after we went to the break there. So that's what I get for teasing it. That's what I get. Maybe that's his way of, you know, showing us. Aha, I'm just going to hang up now that they've promised to put me on. But either way,
Minister Freeman.
Unblock him on
unblock him from Skype.
Skype, and then you can just see the diatribe that he hammers out to you if it's him.
Yeah, that's true, because he was blocked on Skype, and you're right. I'll have to double check and see if I've unblocked him there already or not. But anyway, we're referring to James, who used to call regularly, who was banned. You, Mark, said that you actually welcome James calling into the show.
Well, I don't know about welcome. If he does a bad call, I think his banning period should be shorter than the 2 months that you'd put in place.
So,
of course, you do, Minister Edge. You crave the pious wisdom.
I don't even remember how you unblock people. I know there's some way to do it on here. I'll have to do it later on. But anyway.
You and your little pen pal.
Huh?
You and your little pen pal.
You're talking about James?
Yeah.
No, I don't I don't write back to him.
No, you don't.
He writes diatribes, but, you know, I sometimes read them because it's amusing. But, yeah, I think he's unblocked on Skype, Mark. I don't see him in here.
Okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, he is welcome. Oh, no, he is there. I'll unblock him right now from Skype so he can call in there. But I was surprised, considering you have been taking your headphones off when he called, like you were in protest of his calls, taking your headphones off, and that was one of the reasons why I decided to bring the blocking policy into play. And so now you're saying you will not take your headphones off if James Whittakine calls back in.
Well, not initially.
Not initially.
He freaks out and goes, you know, absolutely ape.
But he's still not allowed to threaten you and your family?
Oh, but what about you? Is he allowed to threaten you?
I really
you?
Don't care.
Yeah, you just
really it doesn't matter to me.
Fine.
But that's a prohibition.
Yeah,
he's not allowed to
threaten. You cannot threaten me or my family.
No more threatening. I just want to make sure
I'm not going to talk to you if you threaten me and my family as a means to making your argument.
Okay. And then also one of the other things was he wasn't allowed to call in incessantly about things that had happened in the past.
That was your rule.
That was my rule. And I still want to stick to that rule because it's boring.
It is boring.
To have him call about that.
You know,
stuff.
Last week you said such and such about me.
Sometimes
it'd
be like, in 2014, Ian Freeman said this.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
So let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's talk to Morgan in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Morgan.
Hello. I'm so glad I got through to you guys because I'm really confused about the fork.
The fork. The Bitcoin fork. The split of Bitcoin into two different blockchains happened earlier today. What's the what can we clear up for you?
Well, I hope it'd be great if you guys can clear it up, but I listened to Roger on, what was it, Sunday, I think you guys had Roger on.
Roger Beer from Bitcoin.com, yes.
Yeah, thought it was awesome, enlightening. I've always thought that of what I've heard him say.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like, I've been really busy the last couple of days, so I had just a little bit of time. Early wee hours of the morning, I watched the Max Kaiser report. And he's got somebody on from Switzerland. I'm afraid I can't regurgitate his name, but basically, the guy says the same sorts of things that Roger's saying, only about the other side, you know, and Roger by name, of course. Mm. I mean, it could have been the same sort of presentation that, you know, it's actually the cash people that are ruining Bitcoin. I'm sure you guys are more aware than I, but it was hauntingly, and I find Max Kaiser to be a good source of information generally. And I've skimmed enough headlines, I guess, in the last 24 hours to see that there are other places where there are core people very nebulously saying that it's these darn cash people that have come in and are trying to ruin Bitcoin and make it something that it was never intended to be. The same sorts of accusations.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is going to be this ongoing fight of who's the true Bitcoin, and it's annoying.
This is why I've given the advice, hold. Right? Like, get your, you know, take your Bitcoin and your Bitcoin Cash, hold on to it, and see what happens. I'm not prepared to dig in and take the kind of time that it's going to take for me to come to an opinion on which of these is going to win and which of these is going to lose, because it could go a variety of different ways, and you can't, I mean, when you're dealing with situations like that, you just simply can't predict the future. So, I say hold. Go ahead.
What about the intention, though? Do you guys feel aware enough? I mean, I completely related with what Roger had to say, that this was the intention of Bitcoin, and that who cares if it splits? You know, let's each have our own Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. All that made total sense to me, but to listen to the other side speak, I mean, they completely make it out as though it's the cash people that are trying to ruin Bitcoin and ruin the intention of Bitcoin and everything that Nakamoto wanted it to be, the very same sorts of things which I so empathize with hearing them from Roger, fear the other side levy the same accusations.
Well, of course, side is going to claim they are the ones who, we are the ones with the true adherence to Satoshi.
I've never heard the other side make that claim.
Yeah,
well,
I can't see how.
Bothering to me.
I can't see how.
I've heard them say, well, we need to make these changes in order to, you know, have...
Make it better.
Make it better, or we need to make these so that we can have
larger
investments.
They don't harken back to Satoshi, they don't...
No, I've never heard that before, so this is sort of interesting. I would need to hear this Mike Skizer show that he's...
Right, I think that the Bitcoin Core...
Report from the 21st. I want to say the 21st of July. It wouldn't be real close to that, if not the 21st.
Right.
I would guess that the Bitcoin Core people would largely have to say something to the effect of, look, Satoshi Nakamoto was a genius when it came to the creation of Bitcoin and the blockchain, but we have better programmers, and that segregated witness is a better solution to the block size issue. So,
and maybe they're right.
Bitcoin Cash, it may very well be a better solution. Yeah. Look, Henry Ford didn't know everything about making a great car, but he made the Model T, which had a great deal of commercial success. And then at some point, something else came along and, you know, replaced it. Not to say the Fords don't have a great deal of commercial success these days. But, you know, I mean, if anyone can claim sort of originality, I think Bitcoin Cash can claim to be the closest to the sort of Satoshi's white paper on Bitcoin. That seems like a fair statement to me. Now, does that mean that they're going to win?
It doesn't. Yeah, not at all.
It doesn't mean that.
who knows what the market's going to decide. Remember in the Ethereum case, when Ethereum split last year, the market put all their money behind Ethereum instead of Ethereum Classic, even though Ethereum Classic was arguably the one that was closest to the, you know, original vision, if you will, in that, you know, the Ethereum Classic was the one that would not was not willing to go back into time to fix an error. They said, well, you lost some money. Well, tough. That's, you know, tough lessons must be learned in this particular game. But the Ethereum, regular Ethereum folks went back in time and fixed things, and the market's been valuing the regular Ethereum much higher than Ethereum Classic. So, yeah, adherence to Satoshi Nakamoto's vision may not be what it takes for success in the marketplace. We'll see.
Well, I sure appreciate your opinion, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks, Morgan.
Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Parker. He's on the line in Washington State on Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. So on the 27th of July, a guy was killed in the parking lot of an Albertsons in Wenatchee, Washington, which is my hometown.
Oh, dear.
The victim of the police shooting was wielding a knife, and so it's not necessarily out of line that the police used some amount of force to deal with the guy with the knife. But the aunt, for whom I'm friends with, and I both agree that they could have dealt with the situation without resorting to lethal force.
What was, I mean, obviously we're very short on time here. What was the circumstance? It was in a parking lot, dude with a knife. I mean, was he threatening somebody? Did he have someone at knife point?
A 911 caller called into Rivercom, which is the local 911 dispatcher. And as the caller was on the phone, the perpetrator was walking towards the caller.
Uh-huh.
So, got with a knife.
With a knife and was threatening the person, is the idea?
Well, reports also say that he was screaming. Now, again, like I said.
How far were the police away from him when they shot him to death?
I've been looking for that on the internet, and I have yet to ascertain.
There's not enough information to really be able to make a decision here. If this person,
knife's a deadly weapon.
Yeah, I mean, if this person had another person, you know, that they were. Thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time, but if this person had another person hostage, then obviously the cops had to do something. However, on the other hand, if he's just standing alone, talking crazy, and holding a knife, and the cops are, you know, 20 feet away and they blast him, then he was not really any danger, right? There's
they say it's 21 feet actually.
Is it 21 feet?
No, that's the longest distances. Yeah,
With a knife before somebody can shoot. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? The costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.